Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever been surprised by a small thing that turned out to be a pretty big thing? I had that experience in my quiet time recently. Several game-changer ideas landed significantly as I read and pondered. Naturally, I'm eager to share these with you. Perhaps they will encourage you, too. Will you join me to explore this content about a thin silence? So how do I share this? As I began to process what I'd read in Scripture, the first sentence I wrote in my journal was, "How do I write about this?" I remember thinking, why didn't I see this before, all the decades I've been in Scripture? Much of the time in life, we wish for a thick layer of good things, blessings, positive developments. Unfortunately, every adult figures out life doesn't always cooperate in this manner. So we are left feeling quite thin. Incidentally, we also hope for a nice, thick padding of protection, a margin or buffer zone against the unfairness of life. Instead, we live behind a thin layer of defense and hope for the best. What I discovered in my reading was striking. I want to talk about a thin silence, that place where we seem to live. First of all, some backstory. In the portion that's right before what we're going to talk about today from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18, just in front of that is an incredible contest that proves God's claims. Elijah finds himself depleted, worn out, discouraged, and tired after that contest. Plus, Jezebel wants to kill him, just like her husband, King Ahab, had tried for 3 years before God ended the famine. Incidentally, Elijah runs for his life when he hears Jezebel is now after him too. When he's a safe distance away, Elijah lays down, exhausted, under a broom bush, and he wishes to die. That's in verse 4 of chapter 19, 1 Kings. God steps in personally to care for his servant and friend. God knows Elijah needs rest, food, water, and deep renewal. An angel literally taps Elijah on the shoulder to wake him from the sleep that God gave him. The angel rouses him to eat a prepared meal. This actually happens twice. Then Elijah travels 40 days and nights on that sleep and food. Maybe the rest and food was from heaven. And he did that until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God, and that's found in verse 8. So 40 days and night on that little bit of sleep and food until he reached Horeb, God's mountain. So now, let's get into today's passage. 1 Kings 19, 9 through 18. First point, Elijah spends the night in a cave. Next point, guess who visits him? Listen to this. The word of the Lord came to him. Verse 9. We'll explore this fascinating point in our section, What Does It Say? Next point, the word asks him, why do you think you are here? That's also in verse 9. Next point, Elijah responds, after all I've been through, I'm the only one left, and they're coming after me to kill me. Verse 10. Well, thankfully, there's more. First point, subsequently, as his losses and exhaustion are exposed like a nerve, God perches Elijah on his mountain to watch a dynamic demonstration. First, a wind so strong it shatters rocks. God is not in this. Next, an earthquake truly convincing. God is not in this. Then a fire rages. God is not in this. Finally, the climax, a real-time demonstration of a thin silence. That's what the scripture passage footnote says. Some translations say a gentle whisper. And guess what? God is in this. Instinctively, Elijah's response is to cover his face. God tells Elijah to go back and anoint two different kings over separate territories and to anoint his own successor, Elisha. God also tells Elijah about a remnant of people he is preserving, those whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. And that's verse 18. Okay, now let's dissect a thin silence. As we mentioned in Tear Into It, our introduction article to Scripture Dissection, we will always engage four focuses. Again, I encourage you to go back to that material to see how we plan to tear into Scripture and bring out practical lessons for every day. The four sections that we always cover whenever we do Scripture Dissection are: 1. What does it say? 2. What does it mean? 3. Make it personal. And 4. Make a commitment. So let's start with the first one. What does it say? All right, Elijah is afraid, fatigued, and discouraged. This famous contest winner, if you'll remember, the 450 Baal prophets against one, him, on Mount Carmel. This famous contest winner is running for his life with Jezebel after his head. It was bad enough when Ahab hunted him for 3 years. And if you want to know more about those exciting episodes, you can check out God's Timing and God's Humor Scripture Dissections. Unexpectedly, a unique visitor comes while Elijah is holed up in a cave. The Word visits him. As we've discussed often, the Word is the name of the Son of God before he becomes human and is named Jesus. So, Jesus visits Elijah on Mount Horeb. Jesus starts a process to help and heal tired, discouraged Elijah. The first question of his counseling session is, "Why do you think you are here?" Elijah considers his strong commitment to God. He remembers all the evil that he's confronted, and then he hits the root. His answer is this: "After all this, I'm the only one left, and they're coming after me to kill me." Then, after an incredible front seat demonstration of earth, wind, and fire, Elijah finds God's presence stunningly in a thin silence, a gentle whisper. And finally, God wants Elijah to anoint his replacement. He also inspires hope for Elijah because he's selected a remnant of faithful people who will keep serving him. As verse 18 said, people whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. This is most assuring to a prophet whose main responsibility is to proclaim God's purposes to his people. God assures Elijah he is not a failure. His labors have been worth it. All right, so that is the section, what does it say? Now we're going to go into what does it mean? How would you describe a thin silence? In this situation, the gentle whisper is significant. Compared to everything else, the contest that he participated in, the evils of Baal, running for his life, fear, fatigue, discouragement, shattering wind, earthquake, and fire, compared to all of that, God's whisper is as piercing as a scream. His whisper is a message of strong love, unstoppable power, deep assurance, peace, and calm. the Word, Jesus, cares deeply about you. He offers personal, renewing care when you need it. Additionally, He threads His power into your life in practical ways as you put your trust in Him. Plus, God always preserves a remnant of faithful people for Himself. Everything God demonstrates to Elijah, He intends as an offer to you. So that's the section, what does it mean? And now we're going to go into the third section we always cover, make it personal. So God sees you as His servant and friend. He knows when you need a thin silence, a gentle whisper in such a noisy world. Here are some examples of when He knows you need that. In your thundering losses, you need a loud, thin silence of God's loving presence. When the world's winds shatter your heart, you need God's gentle whisper. As daily challenges create an earthquake against your foundation, your only hope is in God's unending love. And when fiery trials rage and threaten to undo you, wait for it. God's thin silence is the most comforting, safe, renewing, and joyful place to be. God's simple thin silence is all around you. Essentially, it's your comfort when you feel thin in life, your safety when you only have a thin layer of defense. Thankfully, you can train yourself to enter His calm and quiet presence even in the middle of your difficulties. The invitation of God is famously, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you," from James 4:8. It's His invitation into a thin silence. And incidentally, it's the offer to let you see more of His inner heart. God's gentle revelations help and heal. The Son of God shows up in a thin silence, a gentle whisper, to pull you closer. With this incredible offer, why would you not respond with a definite yes? His thin silence is more powerful than a ripping wind, a shattering earthquake, a destroying fire. The Word wants to help and heal you from the inside out. So now to the fourth section of our scripture dissection for today, make a commitment. That's where we have our application thoughts and questions. First of all, the right response to God's thin silence is to humble yourself and accept His love. His gentle whisper is right near you. Question number one, will you accept God's personal, amazing care and renewal? Number two, further, will you accept His invitation to come near, to heal? Exodus 15, 26c says, "I am the Lord who heals you." Question three, when God asks, "What are you doing here?" tell Him that you are rising up from your weakness into His strength. Tell Him that you accept His deep, intimate, thin silence of mercy and love. Though circumstances may not change, you can change. Number four, as God raises a remnant of faithful followers, all the knees that have not bowed to other gods and every mouth that has not kissed lies and deception, will you choose to be a part of that remnant? Number five, why not accept Jesus' thin silence and let it penetrate into your needy soul? Let Him fill you with His thick love in all your sufferings. And number six, have you opened your heart to the help and the healing of the Word, who is Jesus? Before we close today, I want to tell you about a couple of offers, and they're timely because right around the corner are the holidays. Remember, they're coming quickly, and we have several resources that could be very meaningful to you. Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel, is a book. It's a wonderful devotional tool that you use December 1 through December 31 to help prepare for Christmas. It's short, simple, and meaningful. And the content principles are keepers for every day of the year. If you order now, you will be ready to use on December the 1st. This resource is an ebook or a paperback. And then there's another holiday tool. It's really great. It's called Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. This tool has helped people break out of holiday madness and busyness into hope and meaningful celebration. Prepare for Christmas is available as an ebook. You know, both books make beautiful gifts. Now I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or you can use the online player at the top of every article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.